This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, March 22nd. And today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy.
Happy end of the week, everybody. Nick and I are whipping up the top three pop business news stories you need to know today.
I'm sorry. Are you not going to say anything, Jack?
What am I supposed to say?
What kind of a friend and co-host? It's my 1/6th birthday today, and you're not going to say anything?
What do you want, a participation trophy for the last 2 months?
I would like 1/6th of a participation trophy. I mean, I got 5/6 of the way there. I'm not going to forget your 1/6th birthday. Jack, you're still looking fantastic. I forgive you. What's our three stories for today's pod?
For our first story, it's Reddit. The front page of the internet just went public in the biggest IPO of the year.
Reddit, its stock went to the moon yesterday, soaring as much as 70%. And Jack and I, we got the story.
For our second story, it's ranch dressing. For the first time in American history, ranch dressing is outselling ketchup.
And it's all thanks to Hidden Valley Ranch's secret corporate ingredient.
And our third and final story is a doozy. It's about Apple. The Department of Justice in 16 states just sued Apple for abusing their iPhone monopoly.
Doth Apple have an ecosystem or doth Apple have a monopoly? That is thy question.
Happy 1/6th birthday. You deserve it after that great intro. Good job, Nick.
You're looking 7/6 fantastic today, Jack.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories on this Friday.
Fantastic mix of stories to go into the weekend with, Jack. Love the mix.
We have some breaking news before the weekend.
Call up Wolf Blitzer because this is about banana prices, baby.
Yetis, over last week, we told you about the unique property of bananas that they defy inflation.
Banana prices have barely budged in years.
Bananas are the only fruit still priced under $1 a pound.
And Jack and I told you how Trader Joe's hasn't changed their banana price since 1999.
Until, sadly, now.
Trader Joe's just increased the price of a banana from 19 cents to 23 cents.
We repeat, Trader Joe's increased the price of one non-organic banana by 21% from 19 cents to 23 cents.
That is bananas, Jack.
Now, Trader Joe's hasn't officially confirmed the price change, we should point out.
But if true, this is the biggest change to bananas since sliced banana bread.
Now, we first heard about this alarming news from Yeti Mikey Pollock, who saw it with his own two hungry eyes at the Upper West Side Trader Joe's location.
Turns out the 72nd Street Trader Joe's already jacked those banana prices up 21%.
So then we checked Reddit and confirmed what Mikey fears. Employees at Trader Joe's are sharing on Reddit that the rumors are true.
News articles are pouring in. Someone tell Shakita this is banana madness.
The 19-cent Trader Joe's banana era appears to be over.
23 cents is now the new banana price.
So besties, this weekend, hug that bushel of bananas you bought for 19 cents each.
Yetis, this weekend, kiss your banana cream pie while you can still afford it.
But Nick, let's not mourn what we lost. Let's celebrate what we had.
And let's politely ask Mr. Trader Joe not to mess with any more food prices.
Still can't believe they discontinued those dark chocolate honey mints.
Hey, Mr. Tallyman, tally us some three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we're ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show. Start the show.
First, a quick word from our sponsor. Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, it is. If you live somewhere, you already have an Airbnb. Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
For our first story, Reddit stock jumped as much as 70% on its IPO day.
Reddit is still the least valuable social media stock, but they have a secret weapon that nobody else has.
Reddit, it is a social media company, but frankly, Jack and I think it's more like Wikipedia than it is Facebook.
Reddit is a community of online communities. It's like Wikipedia, but with a sense of humor.
It's Wikipedia, but with some more wit.
Reddit's 3 million subreddits are online forums based on a particular subject or a particular interest.
When you're spending time on Reddit, you feel like it's less like a website and more like a college campus.
You can find information about anything on Reddit, and a bunch of people just chime in with their thoughts.
But from a business perspective, also like the nonprofit Wikipedia, Reddit has never made a profit.
In 19 years of being a for-profit company, technically.
Now, Yeti's Reddit was co-founded back in 2005 by Serena Williams' husband, but they went public just yesterday.
It's the first social media IPO in 5 years since Pinterest did it 5 years ago.
And Jack, how exactly did Reddit do on its first day of trading on the public markets?
It went to the moon. It priced at $34 a share and soared the moment it hit stock markets. Reddit ended the day at $50, which is up 48% in their first day.
But Yetis, Jack and I got to sprinkle on some digital context here because like Facebook, Reddit is now a publicly traded company, isn't it, Jack?
So let's see how Reddit ranks up against the other social media IPOs.
We're doing a little market cap comparison. Whip out the whiteboard. What do we got, Jack?
Facebook was the first social media company to IPO back in 2012. They IPO'd at a whopping $104 billion valuation.
Then Jack Dorsey took Twitter public in 2013 at an $18 billion valuation.
Snapchat went public for $24 billion in 2017, and Pinterest went public for $10 billion in 2019.
Which was the most recent social network to go public.
Oh, and Twitter, a couple years ago, it was worth a whopping $44 billion when Elon took it private in 2022.
All right, so Jack, we're not exactly geometrists here, but pretty sure Reddit is the smallest of that group, which we just called out.
Yes. Reddit's IPO on Wednesday was an official valuation of $6.4 billion, less than all those other companies.
Yeah, can you put that in Lyft terms for us?
That's actually almost exactly one Lyft. Reddit is worth the same as Lyft.
Reddit's like barely bigger than MySpace, I think, at this point.
Hey, come on, come on. It's better than MySpace, man.
It's the short king of social media. Can we say that?
Sure, man. I wonder what the Reddit community is going to think about that comment.
I don't think they're going to like it. But Yetis, Reddit's difference isn't just the size. What makes Reddit so fascinating and so powerful is its structure.
Unlike all the other social networks, Reddit uniquely does not depend on algorithms.
Instead, users decide what's worthy on Reddit, not bots. And users do that by upvoting or downvoting posts.
It's a democracy. Code doesn't determine the posts you see. Carolina Craig 227 decides what you see with his upvotes.
Now, investors think that that community may limit Reddit's profit potential. But Jack and I, having used Reddit and jumped in T-boy style, think that that's also a strength.
I don't think the Reddit community is as mad at you anymore, Nick. You just won back the hearts and minds of Reddit.
So Jack, who may or may not be Carolina Craig 227, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Reddit?
The community giveth. The community can also take it away.
Yetis, Reddit used to be a dark place where anonymous trolls would rip on outsiders and like make fun of your shirt.
Nick, I just checked. Snoo Dingoes 3776 just made a joke about your mom. Sorry, man.
Not cool. But over the last few years, Reddit has matured for Wall Street. And that is really thanks to one big focus. And that focus is moderators.
Reddit actually has the best content moderation in all of social media because they don't rely on low-paid independent contractors. Reddit relies on people who love Reddit.
Besties, Reddit is such a strong community that people volunteer to become moderators to enforce the rules and civility and make and keep Reddit a better place.
And they do all that without getting paid.
So, unlike other social media companies that go public, Reddit can't just think about investors, right, Jack?
Reddit also has to think about their community because the content quality and the whole platform depends on those volunteer moderators.
Oh, and we saw what the Reddit community can do when they turn against someone, didn't we, Jack?
Wall Street Bets, 3 years ago, they took down an entire hedge fund.
Reddit's moderators giveth, but Reddit's moderators also taketh away. For our second story, Hidden Valley Ranch is experiencing a ranch dressing renaissance with record ranch sales.
We've all got that buddy in college who was a little too in love with ranch dressing.
I can still picture it on Timmy's lips.
He's gonna love this story.
Yeti's R&D. It doesn't stand for research and development. Turns out R&D stands for ranch dressing.
Here's the hero stat that we're gonna kick off this ranch dressing story with. There was more ranch dressing sold in America last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
Yeti's ranch dressing. It is America's top sauce. We're buying the dip, literally.
Ranch dressing isn't as American as apple pie. It's more American than apple pie.
Yeti's $1.3 billion of ranch was sold last year, and that passed ketchup for the very first time.
And the number one brand, we all know it, Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley Ranch actually is 51% of the entire ranch dressing market, Jack. Now, it's the only ranch dressing we could find. We're like, people have tattoos of Hidden Valley's logo.
And Hidden Valley did a study. Apparently, nearly 100% of Americans between 18 and 40, nearly 100% have dipped a slice of pizza into their ranch dressing before.
At least once. That was the study. But yet, if you're curious about Hidden Valley, the brand actually goes back to 1957, doesn't it, Jack?
It was founded as a mail order salad dressing business by a retired plumber and his spouse over in Santa Barbara, California.
Then in 1972, Hidden Valley Ranch was acquired by Clorox for $8 million.
That's right. The same company that makes the bleach makes the ranch dressing.
But besties, according to the Wall Street Journal, Clorox has a new goal for their Hidden Valley brand.
They want to double their ranch sales.
Here's what Jack and I find fascinating about this story. For most industries, it's all about the market share.
The percent of the category that you own.
But when it comes to the food industry, it's all about the tummy share. How much mouth share are they getting?
Because today, ranch is only used for two meals a day, lunch or dinner.
You're not chugging that stuff. Well, maybe you are. But to double sales, Hidden Valley is trying to expand to snacks and to breakfast and to dessert. They're trying to get more tummy share.
In snacks, last year, they launched a ranch-flavored popcorn.
In dessert last year, Hidden Valley launched a ranch-flavored ice cream.
In breakfast? Hidden Valley hasn't told us what they're going to launch, but they're working on something, and I'm kind of afraid of what they're going to launch.
Jack, pretty soon you're not going to be putting maple syrup on those pancakes, if you know what I mean.
Stop it. Don't even put that image in my head.
I've seen it, and now I can't unsee it. That's the problem.
Speaking of not being able to unsee, the Wall Street Journal reported that Hidden Valley is so popular in Oklahoma, it's considered a beverage there.
Apparently, you do chug the stuff in the Midwest. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hidden Valley Ranch?
Hidden Valley has created a new corporate department, R&D and M.
Yet is that maybe their secret ingredient? Because typically, research and development is one part of a business, but marketing is another part of a business. And it's the opposite part. It's like in a different building from the R&D part.
The two are typically totally different. And they compete for the same budget.
But Hidden Valley has essentially merged these two departments. The R&D department acts a lot like the marketing department.
Hidden Valley R&D hired super tasters with a tongue density 3 times higher than the average tongue for advice on how to tweak the flavors.
Hidden Valley hosts research events with ranch fondue fountains to try out new products.
They created a fake lip balm for April Fool's Day that was ranch dressing flavored.
And that April Fool's joke went so viral that Hidden Valley turned it into a real product that they actually sell now. Ranch lip balm.
I just need to say for the record, that's gross.
Yeah, it is. Hidden Valley's changed the meaning of R&D to ranch dressing.
Hidden Valley's R&D is so wild, it's become great marketing for the company.
And that's the secret ingredient to their success. Hidden Valley has created a new department.
R&D and M.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work. For our third and final story, the antitrust bomb finally dropped on Apple. This was huge.
The Department of Justice just sued Apple, arguing that they're abusing their iPhone dominance.
Jack, how is this for a movie title, my friend? You ready? You ready? The United States of America versus Apple.
That's an actual case in federal court right now.
The U.S. Department of Justice and 16 states' attorneys general just sued Apple Incorporated.
Join the club, Apple, because Meta, Google, and Amazon have all faced similar monumental antitrust lawsuits recently.
At this point, Jack, it's basically a badge of honor if you're in Silicon Valley, right?
It kind of is. If you're in big tech, you lawyer up because the government's eventually going to come after you.
But besties, this means a multi-year lawsuit, tons of legal fees, and huge distractions for Apple.
So yesterday, Apple stock, which hasn't been doing well recently, fell another 4%.
All right, our money, it's on Robert Downey Jr. playing Tim Cook in that movie. What do you think, Jack?
I was going to say, Steve Jobs has already been played by a couple of guys.
It's Robert's turn. It's Robert's turn.
You know, Robert just won an Oscar, by the way. I think he already had his turn.
But yet he's, what has Apple done wrong? That's the big question here, isn't it, Jack?
Well, Apple allegedly did what Microsoft did 30 years ago.
We saw this exact same thing 3 decades ago with Microsoft, when Microsoft dominated personal computers in the 90s through their Windows operating system.
Back then, Microsoft flexed their dominance in the industry by giving other Microsoft products an unfair advantage.
For example, Microsoft let their own Microsoft Internet Explorer function better on a PC than other internet browsers.
And that was illegal. That was anti-competitive, and that would prevent us from enjoying other web browsers like Google Chrome and Mozilla Firefox, which are great.
Now, Yetis, interestingly, Apple is allegedly doing the same thing, but they're doing it not with the personal computer, but with your iPhone.
Now, to be clear, the government's not suing Apple because their iPhone dominates in smartphones. They're suing Apple for abusing that iPhone dominance.
For example, you can see that when it comes to your iMessages and the colors blue and green.
This lawsuit alleges that Apple intentionally limits compatibility of the iPhone with Android when it comes to messaging.
Yeah, like parents with iPhones won't give their kid Android phones because the green messaging doesn't seem like it works with an iPhone when you're chatting with them.
It's incompatible, and it reinforces kind of a never-ending cycle of iPhone dominance.
The government literally cited the blue-green iPhone iMessaging as a reason for this epic lawsuit.
Another example they cited was the Apple Watch.
Because Apple requires Apple Watch owners to also have an iPhone. Can't use an Apple Watch if you got a Samsung.
And according to this lawsuit, Apple intentionally restricts third-party watches from being compatible with the iPhone.
Is your Fitbit limited with your iPhone? Well, that is on purpose, allegedly.
Because Apple wants you to get an Apple Watch instead.
Add it all up, and that is why the biggest lawyer in all the land, Attorney General Merrick Garland, just said this about Apple.
Apple has consolidated its iPhone monopoly, not by making its products better, but by making other products worse.
It's going to be a dramatic scene with Robert. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Apple?
There's a fine legal line between ecosystem and monopoly.
Yetis and ecosystem. We all know that Apple's products just work better with each other. That is an ecosystem.
A Sony headset, I don't care how good it is, it's not going to sync as well with your iPhone as your AirPods do.
Apple's ecosystem, it integrates hardware, software, services. It is so smooth. We love it. That's what you probably love about Apple.
Customers love Apple's ecosystem. It's celebrated by business strategists, and it's a big reason that Apple is worth $3 trillion.
But here's the big question Jack and I want to ask. Where do you draw the line between an ecosystem and being monopolistic?
The Department of Justice argues that Apple is being anti-competitive And that's another reason that they're worth $3 trillion.
They're arguing that it's one thing if your AirPods are better headphones than Sonos' version.
But it's another thing if Apple restricts Sonos headphones on purpose by limiting its compatibility with your iPhone.
The way Jack and I see it, this lawsuit, it highlights a fine line in capitalism between an ecosystem and being monopolistic.
One is a great business that customers love. The other is illegal.
Jack, could you whip up the takeaways for us for the real Friday?
Reddit went public yesterday at a $6.4 billion valuation, and the stock jumped 48% on day one.
Reddit, it's all about the moderators, who giveth, but who also can taketh away.
For our second story, it's ranch dressing. It's shockingly America's number one condiment, passing ketchup last year for the first time ever.
Hidden Valley Ranch's secret ingredient, it's research and development and marketing. They basically merged them.
And our third and final story, Apple has been sued by the United States government for allegedly abusing their iPhone dominance.
Because there's a fine line between an ecosystem and anti-competitiveness.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, stocks didn't just like jump yesterday. Stocks popped to fresh record highs, like across the board.
All three major stock market indexes are at their highest point of all time.
Okay, the Dow, the S&P 500, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ, all three just set a hat trick of records.
Speaking of hat tricks, Major League Baseball, the regular season hasn't even begun, but there's already a scandal brewing.
Okay, get this. The best player in baseball, Shohei Ohtani, gave his Japanese translator money to pay off gambling debts.
But now Shohei Ohtani is changing his story, saying that that Japanese translator stole his money, which was millions of dollars, by the way.
Yeah, sports betting is legal, but not for players, and this is a story that is developing.
And it doesn't look good.
And finally, DoorDash just launched its first ever drone delivery service, and it's doing it with Wendy's.
DoorDash is using Google's flying drones called Wing to deliver Wendy's Baconator from a Wendy's to your front lawn.
Bezzies, if you're in Christiansburg, Virginia, watch out for falling square hamburgers.
Walmart, by the way, they're also doing drone delivery, also with Google, over in Dallas, Texas.
Now, time for the best fact yet, and this is a special one sent in from the Yetis.
Earlier this week, we told you that Sam Altman, the co-founder of OpenAI, he hates the name of OpenAI.
Like, literally, he hates ChatGPT's name. He said that ChatGPT is just a horrible name.
He hates both the names. So we asked you, what would you rename ChatGPT instead of ChatGPT?
And your answers for renaming ChatGPT were fantastic.
Garrett thinks it should be renamed to Athena because she's the Greek goddess of wisdom.
And Jade Chan thinks it should be renamed ChatGDP because AI is shaking up our economy.
John Killen Jr. thinks it should be called Skynet. That's the name of the AI in the movie Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Amanda Witt thinks ChatGPT should be renamed the Magic Conch because SpongeBob SquarePants.
But Jared, he thinks ChatGPT should be renamed the best chat yet.
Yetis, you've looked fantastic all week. Jack, you are glowing over there.
Nick, speaking of March Madness, we got 17 inches of snow coming to Vermont this weekend. I am pumped.
Are you sure it was snow or is it ranch? You may want to taste that snow, Jack.
I really hope it's snow for all of us.
We're all buying a lot of ranch these days. Yetis, the best way you can help grow the show this weekend is turn to your buddy, hand them some ranch and say, H-Y-H-T-B-O-I.
Have you had the best one yet? And then toss that ranch in the trash can.
If you know, you know. And before we go, congratulations and have some fun to Maxine Dumbian, who has her bachelorette weekend right now going on in Denver.
Michelle's flying in. Happy surprise party.
And congratulations to Kirby and Chase Edmonds, who just got engaged in Houston at the same park where they first met.
We gave them a shout out when they first met, by the way.
We got an invite to the engagement party, but guys, unfortunately, we can't make it down. Have a blast.
Congratulations to Chris Ina for his 40th birthday party. But I think Caitlin Bradley deserves some congrats as well.
Because they just flew to Mexico and he proposed to her. They're now engaged. Congratulations, guys.
And congrats to Nicole Oberlag, who ran the LA Marathon in under 3 hours. That's incredible.
And Jack, we got some birthdays. Happy 9th birthday to Frederick Shen, who's on his way to school in Austin. Frederick, make it the best one yet.
Happy birthday to Obeyed Hockey in Chicago, Illinois.
And Keelan C's got a sweet 16th in Lake Worth, Florida.
Happy birthday to Jessica Anthony in Signal Mountain, Tennessee.
And happy birthday and thanks for your service to Army Captain Noah Strong, who's a pilot on an Apache helicopter.
We're sending all the T-Boy vibes to you out in Germany right now for that 28th birthday.
And to everyone celebrating a 1/6th birthday, happy.
I think it's just hot, actually.
It's just hot.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon. Nick and I both own stock of Apple. And we both own ETFs of the S&P 500. And while we don't eat ranch, we respect it as a lifestyle choice.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our... You want to get like a... sound?
Where you're trying to, pat the ranch?
We get like a...
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.